The effects of the faltering U.S. economy are being felt in a number of unexpected places, but there are a few businesses here in Tucson that can almost make the claim of being recession-proof. Christopher Conover explains.
Benjamin Franklin is famously misquoted as saying, "Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy." Now, the authenticity of that quote is in question, but what is not in question is Americans like their beer.
From January to date, we're 24% up compared to January to date last year.
That's Jim Counts with Nimbus Brewery here in Tucson, the largest beer maker in Arizona. Nimbus does more than just brew beer for those who stop into its east side location. It also distributes bottles of its brew to local stores and around the country.
We're pushing it out to California, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and hopefully this year we'll be into the South. So we're bringing in new equipment and expanding the market to meet the demand.
Nimbus isn't the only Southern Arizona brewery growing during these slow economic times. Barrio Brewery is located right outside of downtown Tucson. And owner Dennis Arnold says Barrio started distributing beer to local restaurants at the end of last year.
We find out that almost immediately that we're running out of a cooperage because we're doing kegs only. So we've been playing a game of, you know, how fast we can get kegs back, you know, how many accounts that we can take on because we want it to be able to grow.
In addition to local restaurants, Barrio's brews are also poured at its original location, Gentle Bend's, next to the University of Arizona. And Barrio, like Nimbus, brews a couple of days a week, and the brewery is looking to the future.
We're not getting into packaging yet. We're only doing kegs right now. It's, you've got to do baby steps. You know, kegging is much easier to do than a bottling or a canning operation. We looked at bottles, but we found that bottles are so environmentally unfriendly, and given the cost of shipping them around and disposing them is horrible. So we've been looking into buying a canner. And there's a company up in Canada that has made a canner for microbreweries because it's, you know, it's not like a Khalil size operation where you get 100,000 cans a minute.
Lest you think that Barrio and Nimbus are the exceptions to the bad economic times, Thunder Canyon, another locally owned brewery located in the Foothills Mall, also distributes to restaurants and is looking to expand this year, according to Thunder Canyon's Jason Schneider.
And that's what we hope to do is bottle. We'd really like to do it this year. We, you know, being small, we're the only one. The economy affects us more than it affects the people that are a little bigger than us. So, you know, we do have to be careful and make sure we do it at the right time. But it's definitely something that we would like to do this year.
Thunder Canyon has seen a downturn in business when it comes to its restaurant. But people still want to drink their beer, whether it's at a bar or at home.
You know, I read a good quote from a guy who runs Dogfish Head, and, you know, he said, you know, people won't think twice about dropping $30 for a good bottle of wine. You can go out and get a world-class six-pack of beer for $10. You know, try to do that with a bottle of wine. It's not going to happen. So it's an affordable luxury.
Industry-wide, the smaller so-called craft beers are doing well, while some of the larger breweries like Budweiser are seeing a loss in market share. Jim Counts at Nimbus says he thinks he knows why.
Craft brews are more nimble. They change with the changing taste of people, and that's our advantage over the larger brewers, that we can change what's coming out of our fermenters very, very fast. As compared to a large manufacturer.
Craft brewers like to say it's a case of you get what you pay for. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.